This week's episode of the Armed Citizen Podcast is brought to you by our good friends at the Sportsman's Guide and the Gun Cleaners. Let's kick it!
From the Ghost Tactical Productions Studio, welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast. And now your host, Trey Miller.
Welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast. I am your host, Trey Miller with Ghost Tactical. And today we're going to talk about the 2019, what it was for us, what we saw in the industry, what we liked, what we didn't like. And then looking forward to 2020, what are some of the projects that we're going to go with and what we're trying to do with Armed Citizen Podcast and with Ghost Tactical Productions and all of that. So before we get going, let's talk a little bit about our good friends over at Sportsman's Guide. Guys, if you're interested at all in the outdoors, whether it's hiking or fishing or hunting, obviously shooting and all of that, you can find everything and anything that you could possibly want under one roof over at Sportsman's Guide. They're good friends of the channel. We appreciate their support and love working with them. So guys, 2019 was an interesting year for us personally. We've had some family illnesses throughout the year with my dad. I think most of you guys know by now, had a stroke almost a year ago. And so that kind of changed things that we had plans for what we do here at Armed Citizen Podcast and then obviously over at Ghost Tactical. But life comes first, family comes first, so we had to put a lot of the stuff kind of in the back burner to make sure that everything was taken care of with all of that. So we didn't get to train as much as we want to. I trained locally, but didn't really get a whole lot of chances to go elsewhere to train except for we went in for a weekend down to Texas to train with Charlie Melton and hung out with Clover Tack and that guy's wife and obviously Rod and Shelly Gates with the Gun Cleaners. So I had a great time with that, but we're looking forward to in 2020 get the Operation Training Day really back on track and got some really cool classes we're going to go attend and all of that. But 2019 was a fun one. Went to SHOT Show, obviously went to NRAM there in Indianapolis, and then towards the end of the year went to Wanamaker, as we always do, in Tulsa. It's the biggest gun show in the world. So guys, if you haven't had a chance to get to Wanamaker yet, there's April and November of every year. They host it twice a year. It's the Wanamaker Tulsa Arms Show. It is literally the largest gun show in the world. It is over 4,500 tables, 11 acres under one roof. It's massive. It is absolutely great. If you've never been to a gun show ever before of any kind, I would say go to this one. But I don't know if you want this one to be your first one, because I promise you every gun show you go afterwards, it's going to be disappointing, because the size and the magnitude of anything and everything you could possibly want to find is all under one roof there in Tulsa. So yeah, we had a great time seeing a lot of friends and all that. Had a great time at NRAM in Indianapolis. You know, the interesting thing about what happened in NRAM this year was on Friday is when the whole Oliver North thing took off, and then Saturday the resignation of Oliver North and what happened at the annual meetings, and we were all there for the expo side of it also, and it was an interesting vibe in the room, because everything that was happening kind of filtered over into the expo, and a lot of companies and a lot of people were there just trying to figure out what was going on and what was going to happen and all of that. And obviously the last few months we've seen kind of the NRA implode, and you know, we've talked about the NRA and a lot of people say, oh, let it burn, and you know, and all that. And I'm not a member of the NRA. I think people know that. I dropped my membership on October 1st of 2018 when they came out with a joint statement saying that bump stocks should be looked at to be regulated. And I thought that that was a betrayal of the Second Amendment by the NRA and Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox and all those. And so it's one of those things where I kind of went away, but I don't want the NRA to completely go away. We need the NRA. Regardless of what we think of it, they are still a strong force in the Second Amendment political realm, and so we have to kind of keep that going. But what I'd like to see now is, since it really has imploded, maybe be like a phoenix and rise from the ashes into something that is a lot more respectable, a lot more transparent to the membership and to the community and to the Second Amendment as a whole. But I think what it's done is it's kind of put, at least for me, it's put the idea in, and I'm trying to pass this on to everybody else, is we shouldn't be relying on the NRA to do our political hard work for us. We need to be doing that ourselves. We are the gun lobby, and you are the gun lobby, and we all as individuals are the gun lobby. And don't be sheep, and don't sit there and say, I'm going to give my $25 a year or whatever the membership to these different organizations are, and then just go away and let them handle it. I'm saying support all those organizations, but stay in the fight yourself. Be involved in it. Don't allow organizations to get too powerful. Don't allow politicians to get too powerful. Make sure that you are in direct response to your elected officials and that you are involved in that fight. Make sure your officials know that if you are going to vote for gun control or against the Second Amendment in any way, then we're going to go shopping for a new candidate, especially this year. The 2020 elections are going to be crucial, especially for the Second Amendment, with Bloomberg jumping in the race. We see Elizabeth Warren. We see all of these people out there that are talking gun control at the presidential federal level, but also at the senatorial and the congressman, the representative level, and at the state level as well. You know, make sure that you're finding candidates that line up with your ideals. And if you are a single issue voter, and that is the Second Amendment, then make sure you find a candidate that is going to be pro 2A and do everything you can to get them elected. And if the people that are not going to be 2A, make sure that the word gets out that if you care at all about your rights and the Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, this person is against that. He's going to come after the guns and doesn't believe in our way of life. So I think it's very crucial that we all get involved. That kind of kicked off into the 2A rally in DC on November 2nd, and I wasn't able to make it for family reasons and all of that, but I will say this is, it was nice to see that in such a short amount of time, like 6 weeks at the most, 5 or 6 weeks, there were several thousand people that showed up to Washington, D.C. on the North Lawn of the Capitol building and held a 2A rally. There were some great speakers. There was a lot of great content. More importantly, there were a lot of brothers and sisters in arms that were there as a family and as a community and as a culture to come together and say, hey, you know, we're here. We're not going anywhere. And if you want to come take our guns, then you're going to have to fight for them. So I thought it was a beautiful thing, and I hope there are more rallies come up. I want to see more Capitol rallies at the state level happen. I want to see more rallies at your county courthouse. I want you to get out there and at the local level, the sheriff's level, the city council level, the aldermen, whatever you guys have, make sure that people understand that our 2A rights are not for sale. As far as what we did this year, we had a little brand change, and I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, Cheryl Todd, over at Gun Freedom Radio. And guys, if you haven't checked her out, she is a pioneer in our industry. If you guys need to go check out Gun Freedom Radio, and she's everywhere. She's awesome. She's an incredible lady, and she's a mentor. She's well respected by myself and many, many others. So go check out her. But I was talking with Cheryl on the phone, and I asked her, and I said, look, I've got this podcast called the Armed Citizen Podcast, and it's starting to kind of gain some legs this year. And thank you for everyone that's always listening. I appreciate it. You guys have really made this year awesome as far as that, because I never really thought the podcast thing was going to jump, but it has. I think you guys are enjoying it, and I appreciate that. But we also have this live show every Tuesday night on YouTube, and it for the first couple years we called it Tactical Tuesday, and it was a fun thing. We bring special guests on, we talk about little different things. And what I wanted to do was, instead of having two separate things, I asked her and I said, am I crazy to kind of rebrand everything all under the Armed Citizen Podcast umbrella? And she thought it was a pretty good idea, and we talked about some different ideas and all that, and I kind of got the sense from her that I was kind of going down the right track, so I appreciate Cheryl. So what we did is we rebranded everything under the Armed Citizen Podcast. So our live show on Tuesday nights is now the Armed Citizen Podcast Live. And we try to use the live version of the podcast to bring in special guests, because we want them to have that live interaction with the audience and asking questions and talking about different topics and different things and all that. So we utilize the live version to bring in guests. And then at that same time, we transitioned the produced podcast, like this one, one, kind of into a solo thing where it's just me talking about different topics that I want to talk about and my thoughts on specific topics. Now, obviously, we're going to have guests on here and there, especially if we can't get them on the Tuesday show for whatever scheduling reasons. We can always bring them on the Produce podcast, and we do. We still do that, and we're going to continue to do that. But mostly, we decided to try to bring the guests on the live version so the audience has live correspondence with them. So I thought that was a kind of cool thing. And then leave the Produce podcast to more of a solo, my thoughts and all of that. So that's kind of what we did. And I think people enjoy it. And we've enjoyed doing it that way. I think that the companies and guests we have on, I think they enjoy having that live interaction with the audience. So that's kind of where we took it. And yes, it has worked. Our numbers seemingly have grown in both the live and in the podcast side. So I really enjoy that. And once again, thank you for everyone who's always watching or listening, either in live or in replay or in podcast form of what we're doing. And obviously, we take that live stream and we put it over on the podcast platforms as well for people that want to listen afterwards and enjoy that. So like I said, the Armed Citizen Podcast has grown a lot this year. And that's all because of you guys, and I truly do appreciate that, and I'm glad that we're putting out content that you, I guess, are enjoying. We enjoy doing it, and we enjoy having you guys around, either live or on the podcast, and so, yeah, we're looking forward to 2020, even taking that in the next step. But yeah, as far as 2019, we had a great year. I didn't get as much done as I wanted to. Like I said, I had some things pop up in life that you kind of put priorities first and all of that. So I apologize if we didn't put out enough meaningful content on the YouTube side that you guys want to see more. We're going to get you more. We're going to get a lot more in 2020. I tell you one thing that I learned in 2019 is time management. And because of having to balance work and your family and private life, and then this side of the media and the entertainment side of my life, I didn't do a good job in time management. And I've learned kind of the hard way that sometimes you have to say no. And I've been approached by a lot of companies in the last year that want to get some products reviews done and build relationships with. But for me, I should have said no to some of them. And later on that last quarter, I have said no and say, look, let's talk after SHOT Show or whatever. But, you know, I try to get as much done as I could, but I didn't manage my time well. And that's something that I've learned to do a little bit better. And I hope that I do it better in 2020, because I think that we have an opportunity to really kind of take our channel and our projects to the next level. But that has to be on my side. I have to be able to not just put content out to put content out, but put quality content out that are helpful to people, that beneficial to people's lives, that may help them make decisions or whatever, inform and educate them on politics and different things about our culture and lifestyle. But I have to be able to do that properly and in a way that is respectable to my wife and my family and my job and all that. But I'm really looking forward to 2020, because I think that I've kind of got everything starting to be balanced out in my life right now. So I'm looking forward to that. And so we're going to talk a little about what's coming up in 2020. But before we do, I do want to talk a little bit about my good friends, Rod and Shelly Gates, the Gun Cleaners. And, you know, if you're like me and you can't stand a dirty firearm, people know me. I'm kind of OCD about cleaning firearms. But, you know, Rod and Shelly and the Gun Cleaners can definitely help with that. They're American made and LEO owned. And they offer some incredible lube and solvent that will get your guns basically back to brand new. It's unbelievable. This is my personal choice for cleaning all of my guns, and I really do enjoy it. And they're great people. I know them personally. They're friends of mine. And if you're looking for a new solvent or lube to get your guns ready to go and get them back into great firing order and operating order and all that, then go check out our friends at theguncleaners.com and Rod and Shelly Gates, and check them out on Facebook and Instagram and all that. They're wonderful people, and I love their little logo. It says The Gun Cleaners, come and clean it. So go check out our buddies over at The Gun Cleaners. So thanks to Rod and Shelly. We appreciate you guys very much. So 2020 is going to be an epic year, I think, for us, not only on the podcast side, but on the YouTube side as well. And I'm really looking forward. Like I said, I already got projects lined up for 2020 with some manufacturers doing some cool product reviews. I'm going to be doing some builds, looking to get into some long distance shooting. I started doing Steel Challenge last month, so I'm going to be doing a lot more Steel Challenge in 2020. And so there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And I'm really looking, like I said, get back into Operation Training Day, where I am trying to get back out there, go to as much training as I can around the country with some of the top instructors in the world, like Clint Smith and Tonto Peronto and Rob Pincus and Costa and all these guys that are just wonderful trainers. I'm going to try to get to their classes and then bring that to you to let you know that, hey, this is what's going to cost, but here's what you get. And the housing conditions, the food options, the camaraderie between the people, doing interviews with people from all over the country that are going to these classes and bringing the whole experience to you. And then obviously showing you bits and pieces of the training that they're going to allow me to show, but kind of get you an idea of, if you're looking to get into training, this is what you can expect from this instructor for this class. And I think my biggest thing is to break down the barriers of what people think that training is. Some people think it's all tactical and all that, and you have to be this operator to do this kind of training, but that's not the case. There are a lot of great training classes that have nothing to do with firearms. You have Stop the Bleed, you have Tourniquet, you have First Aid and First Responder. There are so many different training things, whether it's an armor's class, whether it's gunsmithing. There are so many different sides of firearms training that you can get that aren't just about being tactical. Now, the tactical side of stuff is awesome, and I enjoy that, and a lot of people do. But for those that may not be interested in that, there are other options out there to prepare yourself and all of that. There's hand-to-hand combat, there's jiu-jitsu, there's all sorts of kickboxing and boxing, self-defense kind of stuff, that if you want to be able to defend yourself and your family but aren't sure about firearms, we're going to bring all of that to you. So we're looking forward to that as well. One of the biggest things that brings excitement to me about 2020 that we have coming up is something we started about a week or two ago. We kind of started putting some stuff out on Instagram and all that, but it's going to be project, which it's called Carry 365, that we're going to do it on multiple levels here on the YouTube and on the video side of things. It's going to be reviewing concealed carry guns, talking about concealed carry things, training and practice tips and different things like that, and to kind of inform and educate people about concealed carry, kind of break down the barriers of who we are every day, that we're just normal people just like everybody else, that except we just choose to carry a firearm, and we put ourselves in that position to be that warrior and to be that person that's going to be there in case shit hits the fan and we're going to protect ourselves, our family, anyone else that can't protect themselves, and let people know that we're just normal people that just take on this responsibility. So that's going to be one side of it. Another side of it's going to be on Instagram, where we're going to try, and I can't promise every day, but we're going to try to post a picture every single day on Instagram, whether it's just a picture of a concealed carry firearm or giving stats or doing motivation or giving quotes or whatever it may be, asking questions, talking about every single day on Instagram over at Ghost Tactical. We're going to be putting out a picture with the Carry 365 logo, and it's all about exposure to carrying every day, trying to get as many people out there informed, educated, and hopefully get involved with carrying a firearm every day. So we're really looking forward to that. So what we're asking people to do is, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, if you want to get involved with that project, use the hashtag Carry365. And if you do that, then I'm going to look at that. I'll like them. I'll probably even repost some of them, but kind of put what you're carrying or talk about why you carry. And we always should be using that same hashtag, why I carry, to kind of give our story as well. So let's get involved with carrying a little bit. And that's going to be one of our biggest projects. I think most people know that concealed carry is a passion of mine, and it is a passion of our channel and our projects too. We want to get as many people out there carrying as possible, because an armed society is a polite society. We all know this, the stats back it up and all of that. So get involved, hashtag Carry365, be on the lookout for us on Instagram and all of that. Next month, we'll be heading to Vegas for SHOT Show. This will be our third year, and we've got some really cool things that we're trying to do kind of outside the box thinking for SHOT Show. And yes, we're going to cover some product reviews and booth reviews. Yes, we're going to Range Day on Monday to shoot all the new guns, and we're going to be at the Antares Alliance try and buy shoot on the Sunday at Pro Gun Vegas. So we're going to be doing all of that stuff, getting some really cool videos, posting a lot of Instagram pictures, but we're also going to be doing a couple things that I can't really talk about right now because I'm really excited, but I want to be a surprise. But we're going to think outside the box, and we're going to do some really cool stuff at SHOT Show this year with a bunch of our friends, and whether they're podcasters or, you know, YouTubers, but more importantly, we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff with some companies in the industry that we are good friends with, that we've got some really cool stuff going with. So be on the lookout for some of our coverage from SHOT Show. And if you're not, make sure you're following us on Facebook, on obviously on YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, because we're going to start using Instagram a lot more in 2020. I really have come to love Instagram. We just hit 1,000 followers, which is a very small amount, but I just kind of started using Instagram a lot in 2019. So we're going to push 2020 a lot on Instagram. And I've really come to enjoy the visual side of Instagram. So if you're not over there with us yet, go and follow us on Instagram. It's just search for Ghost Tactical. You'll see our logo, and the links will be in the description below. You guys can go and follow those. But yeah, we really want you guys to start getting involved on an everyday basis with us, whether it's the podcast or the Ghost Tactical side of things, because what you guys do keeps us going. And we want to hear your comments. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear your questions. We want to hear your ideas. There might be some stuff out there that you guys would like to see that I'd never even thought about doing with videos or podcasts or whatever. So I really do want to get you guys more involved. So make sure you guys go and subscribe to us over on YouTube. You like us on Facebook. You follow us on Instagram. All of the podcast stuff. Make sure that you guys are subscribed and get the feeds and all of that, and get more involved, because I really do enjoy that side of it. If you really are interested in a lot more involvement on a personal level, we are over on Patreon. We've got a little over 40 patrons over there that are supporting us with their hard-earned money. So if you're interested in getting involved, we've got some cool kind of gifts and prizes for patrons over there. So if you're interested in supporting us with the Armed Citizen Podcast and Ghost Tactical, head on over to Patreon and look for us over there. It's patreon.com/ghosttactical, and you'll find us there and become a member of our Ghost Squad. And we have different levels. So it's a dollar a month, guys. If you have a dollar a month, you know, save a cup of coffee a month and all of that. But if you want to support us, then we would love to have you. And we do some cool stuff over on Patreon. You guys get a little sneak peeks at stuff before they get released to the public. Sometimes we'll do patron-only stuff where we'll have a chat every now and then, and kind of get everybody together and talk about plans and all of that. So yeah, Patreon's great. So if you guys are interested in that, go check us out over there, and check us out everywhere else we are. Gunstreamer, Full 30. We really are happy to become a part of Full 30 in 2019. We've been there almost a year now, and so thank you to Full 30 for bringing us on there, and I enjoyed over there. And then obviously Gunstreamer, we're over on Gunstreamer as well. And for the longest time, we were one of the top 10 biggest channels over there. And we've probably now in the top 15, but get over there to gunstreamer.com and find us over there and watch our videos over there as well, and keep us up there. And we appreciate that. So guys, like I said, we've got a lot of cool stuff coming down the line in 2020. I want to get back in the training stuff, obviously the Carry 365 project, but we're going to continue doing product reviews. Like I said, I've already got seven or eight companies that I've got products coming in the next couple of months. We'll get those out. And then obviously at SHOT Show, we'll probably meet more companies that we'll do some more work with. So be on the lookout. We are going to try to focus as much as we can, unless there's just a product that I really love and I really want to try out because it's interesting to me. I'll try out anything, but I will try to keep most of my product reviews as far as the products that we're going to be using towards training, like ARs, handguns, long guns, and then concealed carry stuff, whether it's holsters or lights or red dots or the gun themselves. We're going to try to keep that. That's kind of what we do. That's kind of what we do. And that's what we enjoy. So we think that that's kind of our niche. When people have told me that they come to us and watch our videos before they start looking for a gun for concealed carry or whatever. So we've done that. And we started the top five list this past year, and we're going to continue those as well. That kind of started by some viewers emailing me and say, hey, what would be your top five for this? And then a couple weeks later, I get another email from someone. Hey, what would your, top choices? I'm looking to get a firearm for concealed carry. What would be like your top three choice for me to go look at? And it kind of just morphed into I keep getting these emails throughout the year. And I said, we're going to start doing these top five lists. And I've enjoyed making them. So far, we've done one for concealed carry guns. We've done ARs, budget entry-level ARs, red dots. And we'll have some fun with some different things. Also, some political bills that are out there that are maybe harmful to the Second Amendment. We're just going to try to continue to do that. We're going to try to continue to spread our love for two-A and the gun community and our culture and our way of life and the political side of the two-A. And we're going to try to continue to spread the gospel of our friends in the industry as well. And one of those things that I'm trying to do is, obviously, since you are here, you like podcasts. And you probably like two-way content. So I appreciate your support and hope you'll always continue to listen to our podcast. But I want to invite you guys to listen to some other two-way podcasts out there as well. And some of them are our good friends and podcasts that we personally listen to here. And these are all friends of mine and I respect them and they put out great, great content. But it's things like the 2A for Everyone podcast, and that's with Tony Simon. You've got Gun Freedom Radio hosted by Cheryl Todd. We talked a little bit earlier and Cheryl's phenomenal. Riding Shotgun with Charlie's by Charlie Cook is great, where he literally drives around in a car with someone. It's kind of like carpool karaoke, except it's driving around a car talking gun stuff. So Charlie does a great job with that. So check out that one. You've got a kind of a newer one is To the Republic podcast, and that's with a dear friend of mine, Timothy Knight and Rebecca Schmoe. They're doing this now. The Concealed Carry podcast with Riley Bowman over concealedcarry.com. Great one. Clover Tech's got some great podcasts. The Michael Cedini podcast is out there. And I know I'm missing a bunch of them, but they're all great. Get out there and support as many and all of them that you can. They're wonderful people. They're doing it for the right reasons, and they're trying to spread their own version and their own thoughts about guns in the two-way. So go check those out as well. Well, guys, like I said, I hope you had a wonderful 2019. I hope your holiday season, whether it was Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you guys celebrate, was wonderful. I hope you enjoyed your families. I hope that you appreciate your families. You tell them you love them. You give them a kiss, because they can be taken from you any moment. And your lives will be different in the split second. So enjoy every single second that you have with your family. I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe new year. And we will see you right before we go to SHOT Show. We'll probably do another podcast, but we'll be looking on every Tuesday night live at 8 Eastern over on YouTube, the Ghost Tactical channel. We do the Armed Citizen podcast live. So go check us out over there. We have a lot of good times with that. We laugh, we joke around, we have some special guests. We talk about cool different topics. On top of that, what we're asking you guys to do is get more involved. Use the comment section below. Some of you guys do, but not enough of you do. Use the comment section below. Let us know what you think about the podcast, good or bad. We don't mind hearing negative stuff. That's the only way we're going to get better is with criticism. So let us know what you think about what we're doing. And if you have some topics that you would like for us to talk about, please email us at thearmedcitizenpodcast@gmail.com or put them in the comment section below, and we will get to those as soon as we can. And I'm looking forward to 2020. I can't wait, and we'll see you guys soon. Make sure that you go check out our website, ghosttacticalproductions.com. You can find all the stuff that we're involved with, our projects, and we can get them going over there. So guys, get over there, check that out. Go follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, and tell other people. If you like what we're doing, tell other people about us. Maybe they might find something educational or interesting that we do as well. So guys, help us spread the gospel of what we're doing here. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Semper Fi. Thanks for listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast. To check out our full lineup of pro-gun media content, including our product reviews, live shows, and other Second Amendment activity, please check out our website, www.ghosttacticalproductions.com.